Amen. Would you stand with us this morning? I don't know whenever I've been more anxious to preach than I am this morning, but I need your prayers. I have a message that, as I am sure, that God laid on my heart as I am standing before you today. But I have also a knowledge that Satan does not want you to hear what the Lord has laid upon my heart to give you today. So I earnestly need your prayers and your attention. I want every one of you to hear the word of the Lord today. Young people, I want you to hear it. Old people, I want you to hear it. Middle class people, all of us, today I want you to hear the word of the Lord. Night before last, in the night, the Lord woke me up with this message. These songs this morning, they had no idea. I didn't go around and say, "Sister Angie, sing I Choose Jesus." She had no idea the message that's on my heart. I didn't go by and tell Brother Gerald and them to sing It's Time to Go On Through. But it's time to go on through. And it's time to serve the Lord. It's time to serve the Lord with a made-up mind.
Amen.
It's time to get off of the fence and get all the way over in the field with the Lord. Get in the ballpark. Amen. I better sing. I want you to sing with me. Number 375 in your books out there. Get it and sing a verse of this. Maybe a couple, I don't know. Doesn't this sound sweet? Sweetly, Lord, we have heard thee calling, come follow me. As we see where the footprints falling leads us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. The last verse. Then at last, when on high he sees us, our journey done, we shall rest where the footsteps Jesus end at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. Oh, we will follow the step of Jesus wherever they go. I want to read this morning from the book of Luke. Stand just a few moments and then we're going to pray. I believe Jesus was the greatest preacher that ever preached. He preached as one with authority and one with power, and knowing what he said was true. I have a hard time sometimes getting out the feeling that's in my heart. My vocabulary is limited this morning with what I feel that I want you to hear from the word of the Lord. That I want to read a text and take a text and preach from the text from the 9th chapter of the book of St. Luke, where Jesus said in the 62nd verse, And Jesus said unto him, I'll talk about the hymns in a little bit. No man, having ever put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. I read a very disturbing article this week I want to share with you. The doctrine of justification by faith, a biblical truth, a blessed relief from sterile legalism, an unveiling self-effort, has in our time fallen into an evil company and has been interpreted by many in such a way, in such a manner, as actually to bear men from the knowledge of God. The whole transaction of religious conversion has been made mechanical and spiritless. Faith may now be exercised without any jar to the moral life and without any embarrassment to Adam's ego. But true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will bear upon your life an image of the one whom your faith is placed in. And it will be a mirror to your soul and will cause something to happen to that Adamic nature in your heart and life that's so prevalent today in the hearts and lives of men. Christ may be received now without any bearing of the cross, without any special love for him in the soul of the man who receives him. This man is saved, so they say. But he is not hungry nor thirsty for God. In fact, he is specifically taught to be satisfied and encouraged and to be content with little. But friend, there is an abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a changed nature that takes over in your life. And faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If it doesn't change you, you're hopeless and helpless in this lost and dying world in which we're living in. And a Christ without a cross, love without dedication, peace and joy without commitment, is something that the church world today is starving to death for. Are you listening to me? It cost Paul. He said everything to know Jesus. And he said, I am crucified. And he said, I am always delivered unto death. He said, I'm always dying that the life of Christ might be made manifest in my mortal body. But the Adamic ego today, Brother Ray, is dominating the lives of people, is dominating the spirits of men. And we're living as carnal individuals when we can live in the realm of the Spirit and have the joy and peace and the blessing of God in our heart and life. Can you say, praise the Lord? I'm confident I need your prayers. Would you stretch your hand this way and pray for me? Father, touch me now with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. The Apostle Paul said the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that don't believe. But to we that believe this morning, it is the power of God. I want you to know that there is a cross to bear this morning. And Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, he said, any man, let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross and come and follow me. How can two walk together except there be an agreement in our lives? We cannot join hands and live after the Adamic nature and live after the world this morning and please him who has called us out of this world and called us out of the kingdom of Satan, out of the powers of darkness of this world, and to walk in the light and the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ and his image. Glory to God. Oh, I feel, I would to God that I could just spread this out before you this morning, that you may get a glimpse of what the Lord spoke to my heart. I never thought I'd see the day when men could profess Christ with no turning around. Not any difference in your life. That's the reason why they backslide the next day. That's the reason why they go away from the Lord the next week. When you get a hold of Jesus and your life is transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not backslide the next day. You will not go away. You may fall away in time of test and trial and temptation. But thank God, if you find reality, you'll stick with it. Hallelujah. My text said this morning, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. God gave me a new revelation of this scripture through prayer this week. I used to think that that meant, you know, that, well, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, you're just on the outside. You're not in the kingdom at all. But that's not what he said. He said, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. God cannot use anyone in the kingdom of God without a made-up mind, without a dedication, without a surrendering all they have unto him. Hallelujah. That's the reason why so many people sit on the sideline today and they're never convinced, they're never moved. God can use a donkey. God can use a rooster. God can use anything that's dedicated to him. He used a rod in Moses' hand. He convinced the people of the power of God by Aaron's rod when there was no life in it. But life dedicated to God will be transformed into life eternal. Hallelujah. And we can have the blessing of God in our soul. I don't want to be sound hard, and I don't want to sound like I don't love you. I love you. But I'm convinced if Jesus was preaching to this generation, he'd preach a little harder than I know how to preach. I want to talk about this hymn now for a little bit. Back up to the 57th verse. And he said, it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Let me say before I preach anymore, I believe that's the true spirit of Christ in every heart. Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. I can see this man standing on the wayside or standing by the congregation of the road, wherever they might have been traveling. And I can see Jesus healing the sick, cleansing the leper, opening the eyes of the blind, unstopping the deaf ears, causing the tongue of the dumb to sing. I can see him ministering as he always ministered everywhere he went. And this fellow looked on from the outside like a lot of people are looking on today. I'd like to be a Christian. It's a popular thing to be a Christian now. It's a popular thing to say, I'm a believer. I don't want to throw any light nor any shadows on song. But that, hey, I'm a believer now, is a shallow thing. The devil believes and he trembles. But true faith and true knowledge, faith is knowledge. And when faith is revealed, Christ to you, your life will be transformed. Hallelujah. Your life will be changed. Well, glory to God. It's not enough to say, I believe God. I take Jesus as my Savior so shallow. But when true repentance and true remorse of your lost condition, and you fall mercifully upon the rock and cry out for the mercies of God, and he takes over your life and changes you, friend, you're in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not making light of us, but I'm a pastor, and I'm a servant of the Lord, and I must take a stand against the lightness. No change. Oh, brother, you found the Lord now. I want him to tell me he found the Lord. Come see a man that did everything for me. Is not this the Christ? How many still loving Brother Ledbetter? I may trim a little closer yet. Hallelujah. Because I'm convinced in my heart that what God laid upon my heart, I must preach. I must preach. This man only looked at the surface. But it cost you something when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ all the way. Can you say amen? In verse 23, Jesus said these words, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, and of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory, in his Father's, amen, and with all his holy angels. I believe with all of my heart that God wants people wholeheartedly to serve him. If there's anything that's bearing upon my heart this morning, it's true discipleship of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let every man that nameth the name of Christ, the Bible said, depart from iniquity. Come ye out from among them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. I believe he's left a lot of us sitting by the wayside this morning because there's no dedication. You cannot have lust abiding. You cannot have lust dominating. You cannot have the love of this world and please him who hath called you out of this world to live for God. You may never want Brother Ledbetter to preach anymore. You may want Ray to preach. But he's getting hard too. Looks beautiful, don't it? From the surface. Let's go a little deeper into what Jesus said. And he said there in the 14th chapter, same book, 25th verse. And there went a great multitude with him, And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Was Jesus contradicting the law when he said, honor thy father and thy mother upon the earth that your days may be long? 1,000 times no. But this mother spirit, the mother of this earth, the mother of this world, all the things that are in this world, Jesus said, leave them by the wayside and come and follow me. He said, except you hate, that's a strong word. I don't know how to make it any stronger. But he said, except you hate father and mother. Friend, I want you to know this morning that I'm serving God not because my son, my daughter, my children, and my precious wife is serving God. But I'm serving God this morning because I have a made-up mind. Hallelujah! In my heart to serve the true and the living God. And there will be a way made for you to be a victorious man or woman if you'll surrender your all to God. And I got news for you. If mom and dad forsake you in this world, he'll take you up. He'll be a father and a mother and a sister and a brother. Amen. And any other thing you may need of him, he is sufficient for that. Hallelujah. Those people that were baptized in India when we was over there the other day and preached, those people were baptized. Many of them were cut completely off from their relationship with their father, with their mother, with their loved ones. But the faith that brought Jesus Christ to them made him real to their heart and life and gave them the power to make the decision, Lord, I'll leave it all and follow you, whatever the cost may be. Let's go back over there to that hymn just a minute. Jesus said to this man, said, I want to follow you. I want to go all the way with you. You pull this watch off where I can see it up here. Told the boys this morning I want to put the clock back somewhere where we can see it. Jesus said to this man, said, Lord, I want to follow you. Wherever you're going, I'm going to go with you. And I want to tell you something, friend. You could have no sweeter communion, there's no sweeter fellowship, regardless of where it is, if you're walking with the Lord. If it's through the sorrows, he's still your shepherd. If it's through the valleys of death, he has the answers of that. Can you say amen? If it's in green pastures where you can just lie down and bask in the love and in the presence of God, that's sweet. But if you're led by the still water, praise God. Hallelujah. He's still the God. He's still the shepherd. Can you say praise the Lord? He's still the one this morning that's at the head of every dedicated life. And it's his power that keeps you. It's his love that overshadows you and protects you in all times. Glory to God in every situation of life. This man stood by and looked upon Jesus and this wonderful power that he had in his life. Said, I want to follow you. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Do you know where Jesus is resting now on this earth? I didn't think this up, or I didn't think about it until the Holy Spirit just gave it to me now. You know where Jesus is resting now? He's resting in the heart of every true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, we that believe do enter into his rest. Hallelujah. And we're made to rest the weary. And Jesus has got a place to rest in my bosom, in my spirit this morning. He dwells at my house. He lives there. He abides there. He stays there. Hallelujah. I welcome His presence. When I get out of His presence, I'm miserable, and I'm never satisfied until I get back and feel the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit moving down upon my life. When I touch Him, I know the scepter has been reached out to me, and again I'm in His presence. Hallelujah. And I go away rejoicing because He's with me. It'll cost you something to say, I want to follow Jesus all the way. Peter found that out. He said, Lord, I'll go with you all the way, and everybody forsake you, I'll never forsake you. Jesus looked at Peter and said, Peter, I know you really mean that. But he said, the Spirit indeed is willing. That's what is wrong with this man here. What is right with this man? His spirit was right. He wanted to follow the Lord. But when it come to making commitment and dedication to God, he fell away like many are today. Jesus said to Peter, you better watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. For he said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And it's weak today, church. Did you hear what I said? Men, women, boys and girls, you can't make it by yourself. You can't live it by yourself. You cannot mechanically serve the Lord. It must be a spiritual dedication. The old man crucified, the new man Christ living. I have dominion and power over all the appetites and the desires of the flesh. Then you can be an overcomer. Then you can shout. Jesus said, Peter said these words after this fall and after he cursed and swore. Said, I never knew him. He repented, the Bible said. Wept bitterly with tears. I've had to repent a few times in my life. But repentance anymore, we just so lightly. We just say, well, I'm sorry, and turn right around and do it again. God's going to get tired of that foolishness. Did you hear what I said? God's going to get tired of that foolishness. God wants you to make up your mind this morning. How many want to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? How many really, truly, down deep in your heart, want to become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? Discipleship, imitator of Jesus Christ, of His life, in obedience to His word and obedience to His command. And then the world will look on you. See, there goes one of those Nazarenes. There goes one of those people, that gospel beamers. Amen. There goes one of those dedicated people to the Lord. They may say, well, he's a fanatic or she's a little light. Something's wrong, but praise God. If Christ is in there, who cares what the world says? Who cares what the world lays upon us? We have life and an abundance of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord, I haven't even got to my scriptures yet. Then there's another fellow come by, and he said unto another, follow me. And I want to tell you something. That invitation has gone out to every living soul that's in this auditorium this morning. God is calling you to follow Him. But I didn't finish my message with Peter. Peter said in his closing remarks of his book, he said, let us follow in His footsteps, who did no sin, neither was there guile found in His mouth. Friend, that's an obligation today. And I want to tell you something. If we don't live above sin, we'll not make heaven. Well, I didn't get any amens. I didn't get any hands raised. Didn't get any shakes. We've watered it down and soaked it down now till the old Adamic nature, just dress him up and put him to bed. He'll be all right for a day or two, but another two or three days he'll rise up and take dominion and power over your life and control it. But thank God, if Christ has woke up in that every morning of the world by worship and prayers and praise, I want you to know there'll be a day of victory, regardless of the shadows, regardless of the temptation, regardless of the battles of life, there will be victory in your soul. Hallelujah. Because Christ lives in there. I will, Jesus said to him, follow me. I remember, Brother Mike, the day the Lord saved my soul 53 years ago out here in an old brush arbor. I remember 3 days before how conviction seized my heart. I remember the tears, 65 or 66 was saved in that revival. I think Brother Alexander's sister was saved in the same revival. And I remember sitting back there, a bound up sinner, habits, cursing, temper, everything that a man could have at my age at that time. And lust and all the other things that had gripped my life. And I looked down upon the scene that was going on around the altar. And I said to the boys that I run with, after the service was over, I didn't go, but I said, boys, I tell you what. I said, if tomorrow night I feel like I feel tonight, I'm going to go down there. I didn't know what I was saying, but I said, I'm going to go down there and find out what that's all about. God didn't let me rest. Conviction seized me even deeper. I'll never know what the preacher preached. I'll never know what they sang. But I had a hunger in my heart. Just about the time that I meant to make my commitment to Christ and come to the altar, the devil come up on my shoulder and said, now what are you going to do? Said, tomorrow all your friends will turn their back on you, you know. And said, you're just giving up everything and the happiness and all. I just get into where I'm just entering into boys and girls into the lustful things of the world and having pleasure in unrighteousness, even satisfying the very ego of my flesh. I want you to know if you dabble with fire, it'll burn you. You cannot take the love of this world into your bosom and expect not to be defiled. I'm burned by it. It'll burn you every time. It'll destroy your spirit and your soul and your mind. But I made up my mind that night, regardless of Satan. And I went to the altar. I surrendered my heart to God. I wrestled from one end of that old brush arbor to the other, and that old sup right out there by Brother Mickey and Brother Paul's place, a straw on the ground, and when I came up, I looked like everything else but a white man. But my spirit was clean. My heart was clean. My nature had been changed. My longing heart had been turned around. And the power of Jesus Christ rested upon me. And from that day to this, though stumbled a few times I have, and come short many, many times, I'm still plowing. I'm still pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. I'm reaching forth for those things that are ahead of me today, and I believe I'm almost in their grasp. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Friend, I would to God this morning that I could make you hate the passions of this world. I would to God this morning that I could make you hate the things of the flesh. Despising them. Crucifying them. Putting them down. And let the life of Jesus Christ rest within your bosom. My Lord. Jesus said unto him, follow me. Sounds sweet, don't it, boys? Girls, don't it sound wonderful? Come follow a man that's full of love, that's full of mercy, that's full of compassion, that's full of everything that life is made up of. Jesus has got that. I said, he's got that. Only thing he asked you to do is to die. The only thing he asked you to do is crucify yourself. The only thing he really asked you to do is just realize you're lost. You know, a lot of people never realize they're lost. Never come to the knowledge. But friend, I've been through that experience too. When I thought God had left me. And I thought there was no way in the world I could find God anywhere. You talk about a man digging. You talk about a man running. You talk about a man searching. You talk about a man getting desperate. I got desperate. Until he come back to my spirit and come back to my soul. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. You haven't gone away. He didn't come to go away. He come to live with you. He come to abide with you. But he can't dwell in your house this morning in his fullness. No, you cannot be used. You're not fit for the kingdom of God unless you are a dedicated vessel unto him. The Bible said in every house, he said, there's not only vessel. In a great house, he said, there's not only vessels of honor. But he said, there are vessels of dishonor. But he said, if any man will purge himself, he can be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. God's not going to use him, man. I'm not through with my own dedication. I lived for God that way, and many years I served the Lord. And left, had my family, my family was born. My Ray here was just a little old tiny boy. My little girl was just a little tiny curly-headed girl. But the Lord laid upon me to take another step forward. I never will forget it. And I said, oh, Lord, I can't do that. You know I don't have any education. You know I can't preach. You know I can't do them things. You just know that I'm a miserable failure. You just know I'll serve you. I'll be a good Christian. I'll be a good worker. I'll do all I can in the church. But God said, I've called you, son. Amen. And I want you to go. I died a complete different death. Amen. To everything around me at that time. Sitting down three stories under the ground in the old Dallas Pine Light building, now about 25 or 30 story building down there. I was sitting three stories under the ground on a big bank of transformers, sitting on a rubber blanket, rubber gloves on up to here, and 13,000 volts over here, 2,300 on one side, and 240 volts on the other side, working on a bunch of limiters there. On a service in one of the other buildings, I was sitting there in the hot, off of them hot transformers in the summertime, the sweat rolling down off my face just like an oven, much worse than it is here today in this building. But all praying, I want you to know I died another death there. I died right there to every ambition that I ever wanted in this world. I died to every home. I died to my own family. I died to everything, Brother Ray, and said, Lord, I will follow you. I will follow you. And I tried to hang on to the flesh as long as I could. I went to the company. I said, men, give me 3 months leave. And they said, we'll give it to you. I had it right coming. I could have taken it. I took 3 months leave. I come to Duncan. Brother Orville over here asked me to come. I came to Duncan, took over the little old church, and it began to grow. God began to bless. God began to save. And the closer it come to the time to going back, that old war began to go on and on and on in the side of my bosom. Nobody will ever know but God and me. The struggle that I had there. And I said, well, I'll go back. I'll go back down. And I said to the men, the superintendent, I said to him, man, I said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. This is during the wartime. And I said, I want you to bridge my time over for a year. I said, I'll go preach a year. And then I'll come back, work for the company. That sounded good, didn't it? You don't know how good it did sound in the flesh. But that precious man of wisdom set me across the desk and he said, Curtis, he said, I am proud of you. He said, I thank you for coming to me. But he said, you'll never be back. You'll never be back. I said, won't you bridge it over for a year? He said, I can't do that. Oh, maturely. And we'll be worth both of us working together, even in the kingdom of God. I died. I said, you'll just have to give me my time. I just got to go. Amen. Brother Ken, from that day till this morning, I have never looked back. I've been continually plowing. Sometimes the field is hard, stumps and rocks and troubles and everything else coming out, but I'm still plowing this morning in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And God wants you to do the same thing this morning. He wants you to make up your mind. There's a lot of people, people in this building this morning. If certain things had happened to you before tomorrow night, you'd backslide and turn your back on the church, turn your back on God. Somebody can just say some little old thing about it. Somebody will preach it, don't even shake their hand. I ain't going back to that church no more. How shallow. How foolish. How immature. God, I'm serving the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and I'd serve God. If none of you went along with me this morning, I still would serve the Lord because he's real in my heart and life. And he's done a job in my soul. He's given me everything that I ever sought for back yonder in the world. I used to say, God, you give me a pretty wife. Give me, I got one. Give me some children. give me houses, give me those things, and then I'll serve you. Now, wasn't that sweet? But every time I ever got up to that place, something happened. God just blowed on it, all vanished away. And one day I committed it all to the Lord. He'd give me a house. He'd give me a wife. He'd give me children. He'd give me joy. He'd give me peace. He'd give me everything that my soul ever longed for. It don't take too much of this world to satisfy this old man up here that you're looking at. Amen. Vanity of this world is just as cheap as it can be. But all what I have in my soul this morning does not tarnish with time, does not grow old with age. It's as fresh and as new. Hallelujah. I would to God, oh people, my 12 o'clock, would you, don't anybody leave for just a moment. Let me read this from the scripture and I'll try to bring this to a close. Jesus said, another one come to Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. I've done talked about this. But go thou. He said, let me follow, first go and bury my father. Now that's a good suggestion. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. He must have been talking to me. God didn't call everybody to preach, but he called everybody to be disciples. He's called everybody to be a follower and to be an obedient follower of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you're not doing any good this morning unless you're trying to look like Jesus. I'm not talking about dress-wise. And if you want me to get a little plain on that, if you get enough of Jesus, then now you'll dress like him. Amen. And you'll be like him. Amen. Praise God, Brother Ledbetter. That's good preaching. Amen. But I'm not a clothesline preacher. But I want to tell you something, friend. If the true Christ gets in now, he'll make you cover up your nakedness. Amen. It'll make you not want to look like the world, not make everybody in town lust after you and run after you. Praise God. I believe we ought to live where our light shines. Praise God to the lost, to the dying. Amen. And be an example in word, in deed, and in dress, in conversation, in everything. Hallelujah. And another also said unto him, Lord, we will follow thee, but let me first bid them farewell which are at home and in my house. My Lord, that hit me so hard. Amen. That really hit me so hard. Amen. Just let me do what I want to do, and then I'll be a true disciple of your friend. You'll never be a true disciple of the Lord. And you'll never be fit, amen, for the kingdom's work and the kingdom's glory until you get that tommy rod out of your life. Amen. And take a hold of the plow handles and say, Lord, I'm going to plow for you. I'm going to work for you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to labor for you. And if you will do that, I'll guarantee you, friend, your rewards will be great in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to stand with me this morning. My time is gone. I'm not through. I'm really not through this morning. I want to read these verses of Scripture, and then we're going to pray. I want you to be a-thinking about this morning. Would you think with me deeply? Would you think seriously with me this morning? Lord, I want to be a follower of you. I want to be a disciple of the Lord. The word disciple means to be, to cause someone to be an imitator of their teacher, not only to lead another, but to become like another. And if I know my heart this morning, I want to come up. I'm so far from it in my life, so far from it in my spirit, so far from it in the deeds and maybe the actions that I put before you, but I want you to see Jesus in me. If I ever leave this church with a bumpus, I want the church to look back upon me not with a frown, not with a disgusted taste of missing the mark or coming short, but I want to leave this church with a testimony, hallelujah, that I live what I preach, praise God, and possess what I believe in my heart. And in my life, if you get to this place, you won't have to worry about the miracles following your life. You won't have to worry about people knocking on your door for help. They'll be there. Amen. They'll dwell at your tent. Amen. And live for you. Listen to these words, and then we're going to pray. Glory to God. This is found in the 14th chapter of the book of St. Luke, 25th verse. And there went out a great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man will be my disciple, I hate not father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, and yea, in his own life he cannot be my disciple. And he goes on down to verse 28. Which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and cometh and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. I'm sure that none of us in this building this morning that had any knowledge of paying bills would go down here to the Security National Bank and borrow all the money that you could borrow. Amen. And say, well, I'll pay you back next week, or next month, or next time. Friend, you'd be foolish to do such. But you'd measure your income against your indebtedness. And you would never dare tell me that's what's wrong with the world today. They've gone in to free credit. Amen. I don't get on that. Amen. But that's what's wrong with a lot of homes today. Caused a lot of separation. Caused a lot of heartache. Caused a lot of burden. Caused a lot of children to be divided. Caused a lot of anxiety. Caused a lot of hate and malice. Caused a lot of pain because we over-obligate ourselves. I believe if you've got little, just live on it. Amen. If you've got much, give much to God and enjoy what God gives to you. Amen. Are you listening to me? Praise God forever. Listen to this now. And he said, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he is able sufficient. Lest happily after he laid the foundation and has not been able to finish it, oh, behold, it began to mock him. Let me tell you something, young children, young men, boys and girls this morning. When you make a decision for Christ, count the cost. You can't just hop in today and hop out tomorrow and please God or even be usable in the kingdom of God. Surrender your heart while you're young. Surrender your life while you're half strength. So many people wait till they get old and say, well, I'm going to serve God when I get older. Then disease comes along. Your shoulders stoop. Your mind gets dull. Thank God for a good mind today. Lord God, give me a mind that'll be clear till he calls me home. Don't let it grow old with my body. Don't let it grow dim with my eyes. But let my mind be set and stayed upon the things of God. And I believe my life will be wrapped up in the peace and the blessing of God. Church, people that are here this morning, count the cost. You can pay the price. The price already has been paid for your salvation. But you can pay the price this morning by dedicating yourself to God and surrendering all. I must close here. Amen. Let me read this. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and considereth where he is able to with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while there are others yet a great way off, he sendeth a man of ambassadors and desireth the conditions of peace. So likewise, listen to this now. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh part of the thing. Is that what he said? Forsaketh not all that he hath. He cannot be my disciple. Just for an illustration of what I'm trying to say. I'm not smart. I don't know much. But I had opportunities in this town. When I was bonded, when we bonded, and I wired this church that you're sitting in this morning, I had contractors in this city that would have given me every house that they had to wire. And they were building them right and left at that time. And you don't know the temptation that was in my heart to open an office down here somewhere and go in electric business and say, well, I'll preach on the side. Oh, I was so glad I did. This church would have never been here. Souls would have been in hell today without kind of a dedication of my life. And I said, no, I'll not do it. I'll forsake it and lay it down. Amen. I even done away with the bond, done away with every part of it. Praise God. And I give myself wholehearted to this church. And a friend, I want you to know this morning, you may not think I've done the best I could, but I've given you everything I have in my life this morning. And the only thing I have preached to you the only thing I haven't preached to you is just because I don't know it. I'm not afraid to preach from Genesis to Revelation on any verse in there. Amen. Not one verse. Not one verse. I'm not afraid before you to stand this morning. I'm closing now. So likewise, whosoever whosoever he be that forsaketh not all, he cannot be to my disciple. He said, salt is good. How many know it's good? You just get to where it's all taken away from you, and you'll know how good it really is. Salt is good. But he said, if salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? it is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out, and he that hath ears, let him hear. Now what did he say? What did he say? He said, you are the salt of the earth. And he said, if you have lost your saltiness, he said, men will cast you out. That's the reason why so many testimonies don't get any further than the lips of the saying. But a life that's lived of holiness, a life that's lived with dedication, a life that's lived and dedicated to Christ, friend, will make a bearing upon those around about you. It did on my life, and I said in sin, I said, if I ever get saved, I want to have that same kind of salvation that Sister Ada McLaughlin, Sister Jackson, and many others I can think of this morning. They shouted in their face so like angels as they worshiped God. I said, oh God, if I'll get saved, I want that. Do you see in your life this morning the image of Christ? Do you see in your dedication this morning a surrender to God? Do you see in your future hope this morning that I'm going to go through with Christ regardless? I'm going to live for him, live, die, sink, or swim. I'm going to live for him. I'm going to pray for you. And then we're going to have it. I don't want anybody to leave this building. I know I've run over time, but you'll forgive me. This is important. And if you don't have enough dedication this morning to stay a few minutes and serve and worship God and draw nigh to him, then you need to pray a little more. You need to get a hold of God in your heart a little deeper. Amen. I'm going to pray. Amen. Would you pray with me this morning? Heavenly Father, we've done our best this morning to preach the message that you laid upon us. We've done our best this morning to surrender ourselves to whatever you said for us to say. We've done our best to say it. Now, Lord, I believe there are many in this building. As the man was, said, Lord, I want to follow you. Some, Lord, have already turned aside, said, well, the way is too hard. I can't make it. I can't go through. But you can go through this morning. If you may be looking or viewing this from the telecast this morning, you that are viewing it, I pray, oh God, in your living rooms or in your homes, wherever you may be viewing this telecast today, that you will make with a made-up mind, Lord, from this day I'm going to follow you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you. God, I pray for this beautiful congregation that's before me this morning, that every man, boy, and girl will come forward now, God, and make a new commitment, make a new dedication to the cause and to the way of Christ. Lord, we'll make up our mind to forsake the world to follow you, Jesus. Won't you speak to every heart that's here in Jesus' name? While every head is bowed and nobody looking, just for one moment, is there a young man, boy or girl, anybody in the building today would say with an uplifted hand, Brother Ledbetter, I don't follow Jesus, but I want to follow him this morning. Would you lift your hand up and say, pray for me? Slip it right up again. Slip it up right quick and take it down again. God bless you, young man. God sees that hand today. God bless you. I hope this will be the morning that you'll come forward. Amen. And make a full commitment to God. Make a full dedication to the Lord. I wonder if there's others this morning will come and say, oh, Brother Ledbetter, I want your prayers. I need you today. He said, lift your hand up. Slip your hand up. I tell you what, I want you. God bless you. I see that hand. I see that other hand back down there. See that hand. I'm going to make this as easy as I know. I feel like personally I want to be the first one to stand before the Lord this morning and say, Lord, I want to make a new dedication to you. I want to make a full surrender to you. I wonder if the church wouldn't start marching right now, one and all, and come forward and stand up around here. You men, come up on the platform real quickly. Would you do it? Come right quickly this morning and let us pray together. Would you do it? Would you do it for the glory of God? You that raise your hand, young man, come on. Would you do it? God bless this young man. He's coming this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Christ without a cross, faith without dedication, will never profit you nothing. It'll never bring relief to your soul. It'll never bring the joy and the presence of God to your life. It'll never bring the fullness of God, but if you'll commit all to God this morning.